Before you answer, may I ask Ludo Abbi to raise the question and so you can answer to the both of them.
But it's a short question. Given the fact that the United States cannot withdraw their troops before the middle of November, if they ever want to, you know, given the elections in the States. So we have to be realistic. The violence will increase, the resistance will increase. Now, my question is very simple. Isn't it about time for a national liberation front between the Shiites, the Sunnites, and the Kurds?
I'll come to the women issues to start with. Is Iraqi women, I don't think they don't need the patronizing effort of the Bush administration to have their own rights, really. Iraqi women, we had the first lawyer in 1932. We have the women teachers, academic scientists. We have more engineers in Iraq. We have 60% of Iraqi engineers women. We have the same ratio of women pharmacists, and women in Iraq attracted to science in general, and the same case at the moment. Despite the oppression and repression of Saddam's regime, he managed really to give women to play a role, more vital role than any other time. And probably because during the Iraqi-Iranian war, there was great need for women to take the place of men being taken to the front. But nevertheless, that's empowered women on many levels. We have brilliant Iraqi artists, writers, poets, and etc. One of the Iraqi lawyers at the moment, and I would really like to mention her name, her name is Najat Faris Sultan. She is now specialized in filing cases for compensation for Iraqi civilians killed by occupying forces. And like one of the cases she was talking about, the killing of two children by cluster bombs while they were playing, she approached the American forces for compensation for their family, and she was told that, well, it's their fault. They shouldn't have been playing there in the street. And she is specialized in this. Women farmers been demonstrating against the canceling of subsidies, which is taking place at the moment in Iraq, and is really ruining 16% of people working in farms are women. So they are totally out of the job at the moment because they can't really afford to buy fertilizers, the subsidies to buy seeds. It's all been canceled already. 72% of Iraqi women work within the public domain, and the public domain at the moment is almost nil, and the privatization is going on and on and on, encouraged by the governing council. So they are bound, they have lost their jobs. We have many problems with widows of many wars and no compensation for them. There is no lack of initiative. Initiative started in the West, started in America, started in Britain, on high levels by the Foreign Office, women, Patricia Hewitt, for example, which is, she is the Minister for Women, she also started trying to have an initiative Iraq, which felt completely, it has no roots in Iraq. Most of the time, what they doing in America, Condoleezza Rice, Paul Wolfowitz himself, and Hillary Clinton, they all, they started kind of remote control initiatives because it's not safe for them to go to Iraq, but or go to Iraq for short visits or something, but they never really understand what's going on the ground. Iraqi women being part of the National Assembly, 15% of the National Assembly in Iraq are women. regardless of what we felt about Saddam's regime, we had a woman in the Revolutionary Council represented there. So this is not really a strange thing they're bringing us. Iraq is not a desert. And we don't, nobody know, I mean, think about that. In the press, I mean, one of the contribution of Paul Bremer towards women was this 137 law, which he canceled, while members of the governing council, they worked on having it, while others, it's something very shambly things, but he interfered to show that he is the one who's protecting women's rights. But I mean, in practical, when you look at practical side of things, everything is happening against women at the moment in Iraq on any level. A lot of there was an Iraqi woman journalist who questioned in one of the press offices when Kimmett was giving a speech. And she just dared to ask a question. She was not allowed, she was prohibited of entering the green area and asking any more questions. This journalist, she works for Al-Zaman newspaper. She's not allowed to practice anymore. About newspapers, because funny enough, none of you asked me about, because I mean, one of the celebration of democracy in Iraq at the moment claimed by the Americans and their agents is Iraqis for the first time have 170 newspapers. The answer for that, a lot of women, of course, work as journalists in Iraq, and we have third of the staff of 5,000 of Ministry of Information were women, and it's been disbanded, so they are unemployed. The kind of journalists we have, more or less, kind of leaflets. Anybody who likes to publish a paper or a leaflet is there, which is fine. I mean, it's fantastic. I would love to have that atmosphere available, everything. But I'll show you a sample I brought you of. This is the role model newspaper in Iraq at the moment. It's called As-Sabah, and they published 30,000 copies of it. And as you can see from the cover, the journalists working in this paper, actually, they've been trained in Washington specifically, and they moved with the troops. So it's a few days within the first week of the occupation, they started printing it. And I know personally the editor-in-chief of it, Ismail Zaire. If you can have a look at the paper, the first picture there, the headline is saying, Bush, that's a statement by Bush, terrorists not going to stop, not going to force us to leave Iraq. That's the headline. There is a picture of Bush handshaking with Talabani. Down there is Hillary Clinton meeting two Iraqi women. Down there is Condoleezza Rice again. And down there is an American soldier arresting a terrorist, an Iraqi. And just Iraqi wearing his national dress, dishdashe. I mean, what do you think of the effect of this kind of a paper? What do you think of the effect of an American soldier like that humiliating an Iraqi? Will there be anybody left to welcome them?